From the KERA newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Today, a guide to the Oak Cliff Film Festival, but first, the attorney for the former McKinney police officer seen in a video pinning down a black teenage girl last Friday spoke to reporters yesterday. Jane Bishkin said Eric Casebolt, who resigned from the McKinney Police Department Tuesday, regrets that his actions portrayed him and other officers in a negative light. She also said Casebolt apologizes to those he offended, including the 15-year-old girl. Bishkin also shed more light on Casebolt's state of mind that day. She said Casebolt had responded to two suicide calls earlier that evening.
Eric's compassion during these two incidences are a testament to his character and all of the officers who work for the McKinney Police Department. The nature of these two suicide calls took an emotional toll on Eric Casebolt.
One of the incidents was the suicide of an African-American man who had shot himself in the head in front of family members. Bishkin said Casebolt spent a lot of time consoling the man's widow. The other incident involved a teenage girl who had threatened to jump off her parents' roof. Bishkin said Casebolt was initially reluctant to respond to the Craig Ranch neighborhood call because of what he just experienced.
With all that had happened that day, he allowed his emotions to get the better of him. Eric regrets that his conduct portrayed him in his department in a negative light. He never intended to mistreat anyone, but was only reacting to a situation and the challenges that it presented.
Bishkin said Casebolt wasn't targeting minorities, but that he thought those who were trying to run were possible suspects in an alleged assault at the pool party. And now we turn to KERA's American Graduate Series, Homeless in High School. Josh Hamilton is a teacher at Guyer High School in Denton. He's worked in poor inner-city schools and affluent suburban schools and says he's not surprised poverty and homelessness exist in both. Hamilton's come to recognize the so-called red flags of kids in trouble and advocate for them, mainly because he, too, lived on the brink as a teen. He lived with his mother and brother in a decrepit mobile home for much of his life. Hamilton, who's now 28, tells producer Stephanie Kuo why he's a mentor for homeless and at-risk students.
People see homelessness as a poverty issue. And because we don't have poverty at our school, maybe somehow we don't have homelessness. That's not true. We have poverty and we have homelessness. I remember working with a kid just the other day who was homeless, living in his truck behind our school for 2 weeks and nobody noticed. How does no one notice? We live in a very affluent community, million-dollar houses half a mile away from where we are, and we have kids sleeping in their cars. How did a teacher not catch this? How did an administrator? How did a principal? If this person is homeless, there's no family support. When the family is no longer there, it's on us. You signed up to be a mentor, a teacher, a family member. I mean, that's our job. My mom would be the first to admit that we were constantly on the brink of near homelessness. We would be scraping it together last minute just to pay the rent. Unfortunately, I coped like a lot of kids my age do, negatively. I did drugs. I got into fights. I drank because I felt like that's what society wanted me to do. So I try to leave kids with that note. When I'm talking to students, I'm like, your current situation may suck. You may think there's no way out, but I would tell you that I'm living proof that there is a way out. I am now happily married. I own my own home. I have a car. I have all the things that I guess you would say like in the American dream one might have. I love my job. I love going to work. I'm working on my PhD. The reason that I believe genuinely I'm on this earth is to hear stories like that because those stories are important. But we're never going to hear those stories unless we pay attention. Look at your best friend. Look at your neighbor. Look at your students and ask yourself, if you genuinely care about that person, how much do you really know about them?
The story is part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative, which charts the journey from childhood to graduation. You can meet other students in our Homeless in High School series at kera.org/homeless. The 4th Oak Cliff Film Festival takes over a number of venues across the Dallas neighborhood beginning tonight. This week, our big screen team talks to the festival's programmers about honoring DIY filmmaking at this year's festival.
Hi, I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking to Adam Donaghy and Brock Epstein, the programmers of the Oak Cliff Film Festival. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This year's festival takes a page from the No Wave movement of the 70s. Brock, can you tell us what that was all about and why you think it still resonates today?
You know, in the early, late 70s, early 80s, New York City, there was this whole underground arts movement of art and music and filmmaking, and people were doing these films and programs without any money, total DIY filmmaking. And we wanted to use that theme and kind of show how modern filmmakers are applying it.
This is genuine independent film as opposed to what we often call independent film.
Yeah, these, you know, a lot of the films in our program are, you know, films that are playing around other festivals and films that maybe not have been seen. But we also have a lot of things that specifically fit this no wave ideal.
And Barack, you guys are bringing in Nick Zedd as part of this No Wave program. Who's he?
So Nick Zedd was one of the seminal characters from kind of this early 80s New York scene. He was one of the big things is he invented this Cinema of Transgression manifesto that he published in his own blog, which actually I just said blog, but it was a zine, called the Underground Film Bulletin. And the Underground Film Bulletin was kind of what everybody read. It was like the IndieWire of 1981 New York City. So he was kind of paved the way for a lot of these other filmmakers that came around. He worked a lot with Richard Kern, with Amos Poe. They used a lot of the same crew that Jim Jarmusch used. And Jim Jarmusch was the guy who kind of emerged from that No Wave scene. But Zedd's films, they're not widely seen, so we wanted to kind of bring them together and kind of do a little mini retrospective, culminating in one of the biggest programs we're doing is a triptych, triple 16-millimeter projection. It's three different projections going at the same time, and he's playing the audio off two different cassettes like a conductor in the back.
And it looks like your opening night film, Tangerine, was shot entirely on an iPhone. Was it the same iPhone, or did he, like, alternate iPhones? Did he sneak an Android in there once in a while?
Yeah. So going with our kind of DIY scene, we found out about Tangerine, which was a huge film at Sundance this year. And, yes, it's shot on an iPhone, but it's not a gimmick. They shot on an iPhone because they were shooting in L.A., and they had to be stealth. So the iPhone was actually a practicality thing.
Adam, a lot of the films are going to be shown at the Texas Theater, of course, but there's a lot of other venues around Oak Cliff that you guys are showing things at, including, I believe, a rooftop screening?
Yeah, so we're bringing it back again this year. Last year, we did the rooftop screening on Jefferson Tower, which is right next to the Texas Theater, and this year, we're doing a film called Unexpected, which premiered at Sundance and is directed by Chris Swanberg, who's an alumni of the festival. This is one of the few films that's really family-friendly. It's about a teacher who unexpectedly becomes pregnant, and she finds a friendly bond with a student who also becomes pregnant. And it's a very heartwarming story.
Barack Epstein, Adam Donaghy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. The Oak Cliff Film Festival runs tonight through Sunday. Details are at artandseek.org. Sunny skies with a high of 95 in the forecast today. It's 80 degrees now in Dallas, 79 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.